he's been called the premier painter of the American West. His vivid landscapes stretch from Impressionism to Modernism, depicting the dramatic beauty of the Southwest. Today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots, the story of Fresno's Maynard Dixon. Fresno was just a few years old when Maynard Dixon was born there in 1875. His family had a ranch north of the San Joaquin River in what is now Madera County. His first influence in the art world was Frederick Remington, who encouraged the young Dixon to pursue his career in art. Dixon was largely a self-taught artist, though he briefly attended the California School of Design. While working in San Francisco, he got connected with journalist Charles Loomis, founder of the Southwest Museum. Loomis encouraged the young Dixon to travel east to see the real West, so off Dixon went to Arizona and New Mexico. His early works bore hallmarks of the Impressionist style, with a romantic flair for the dramatic beauty of the Western landscape. But as he matured, his style changed, becoming more geometric and stylized, influenced by modernism. Some of that was likely due to the influence of his second wife, noted portrait photographer Dorothea Lange. Today, he's known as an important American painter and one of Fresno's first and most important contributors to the world of art and culture. For KVPR Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.